The Eibishter to heard. It's a big yesod. The Eibishter to heard me say thank you. We need what if it didn't? Nobody heard me except me. You know, I tape myself all the time. I have two things going around. People want to hear me, and I'm taping my head off. I must have 50 of them, 60 of them. And they keep, wherever I go, I'm in the car alone. And I start taping myself, you know, for this guy, that guy. I told myself one day, what happens if I find out that they never really worked? The Eibishter saw. I'm ready to speak for the whole world.
Amen.
I guess, Tzar Ki'ilu Asai. That's how it works. You have the Eibishter disease. I need the, you know. It's so good to serve only Hashem. Am I okay now? We're rolling? Is the red thing on? Okay. Now, I want to thank Torah anytime. Kamashkocha Pratis. Tell Allah and Reb Yosef. Yosef Yafi. And a whole B'chosh of Olam we have it. Good to have you. How's it? How you doing? Sweeter than ever. We have smearing up all the good boys. Oh, Tazoy. Now we're talking. This sweet guy brought some kissed caramel. This is it. This is gewaltig. The Mrs. Nishika. I'm going to kill you. Yeah, better you're dead. Maybe it's not somebody. I'll tell you. That's what we're going to be doing. Anyway. I got a phone call 12 years ago. Man knows what I'm talking about. 12 years ago. And you're a good man in Columbia. Machoik is in Columbia, Ohio, Columbia, South America. I forgot. One of those calls. I'm joking. I got a phone call. And he told me, it's a true story, night in the days. He has a brother who's a Tahakta Tsaris. He has a Hasidic girl who's almost 22. She's not married. Something in the family, she's on the market for 3 years. Nobody wants to get near her. You know what Gehenna that is for a girl? A Hasidic girl that's almost 22. In debt books, she's already like, you know, they're ready to send her to an old age home. You're still around. The boys got married at 18. And here's a girl, almost 22. And nobody wants to get near that girl. Good girl, but whatever. There was something there that they all understand. Oh, as soon as people hear, they read. And suddenly, we changed our mind. No, really not interested. And this goes on. Knows all over the place. And the father and the mother are depressed. Until the brother heard Mandel. You have Mandel. He heard Mandel, Hasidic guy, and he says, there are three brothers in the family. He calls up his brother, he says, Mandel gave us a mahalach. And that, instead of kvetching, all they do all day is on the phone, the two brothers, talking about the third brother who has his shrekel. If I see them, it's Tishabov. What's going to be with her? It's shrekels. Another no. We almost thought something good? No. Another one? No. They got on the phone, Rabbi said, this story is night and night rice. It's knackadigas stories, of course, the people involved. Very tired of home, Chassidish, but very tired people, very chashav people here. They're all chashav. Anyway, so they decide, all we do all day is talk about our brother who can't marry off his daughter. And all we talk about Nebuch, and I cry, you're depressed, I'm depressed, the whole family's depressed. Mandel says, let's try something different. From now on, we're getting on the telephone. 2 minutes. We don't have time to talk all day. And let's start the act. He's doing great, our brother. and he's upbeat, and his geschmack, and his rebbetzin is going strong, which was just the opposite. An old, depressed, nervous wreck. She said, climbing the wall for marrying off my child. And Baruch Hashem, they're marrying, he looks great. He's so full of positivism. He's full of here, he's full of simcha. And they do this every day for 2 minutes. 2 months, they did this. 2 minutes, that's the best part of the story. Everyone can relate to this one. This is an atomic bomb. I'm autonomous in the Shemayim. For 2 minutes, they're on the phone for 2 months, almost every day. You skip the day here and there, otherwise, the kviyas. And they talk about the vart and the chasana, and he looks great. And you saw him on the chair? Didn't he look great? They use their imagination about how the vart went and how everyone was there. And it was gewaldig. She finally made it. Boy, she got a top shittos. She got this, she got that. And they're going with sugar. Talking. And he told me like this. After a while, he started believing it. He started, you keep talking, true or not. After a while, fake it till you make it, the vault says. He started. And they bump into the brother at a bar mitzvah. And the brother, Taka, looked much better. Brother, his wife, they had no, he still doesn't know. Till today, the brother and his wife have no idea behind the scenes what Mandel did. Of course, I'm giving myself credit. I mean, by the way, the Avisters also has a shaykhus. Just in case, Anyway, so it's all the Avister. Is he great? What he can do. Anyway, and they're on the phone, and they notice a marked difference in their brother-in-law, who was the most depressed guy in the whole Hasidic community. He had the pits of a peckle. A girl like that, forget it. Him and his wife, a nervous wreck. Two baskets of nerves. And suddenly, they talk and look different. If they're just talking behind the back, 2 minutes on the phone, we clear this every day. And finally, something got red. And back and forth, back and forth. They want it, they don't want it, back. But finally, something's moving. Besides, it didn't work out. And they keep going. They're not in the spot. And what a great brother-in-law we have. Our brother's such a great guy. And our sister-in-law is such a tzaddikus. And the girl is such a phenomenal, amazing. Oh, and she's getting better. And she's upbeat. And she's all the things that weren't true. Everyone's upbeat. Not true. Everyone's depressed. Everyone's on medication. And now everyone's upbeat. And she's so positive. And he's so positive. And right at the bar mitzvah, they notice the marked difference. I hear her young. 2 months this job took. They got a shidduch. A knaksha beknaksha beknak. The most amazing lachatchila they never, wildest dreams, they never thought they'd get a bacha like this. Taira aben taira, sidish aben taira. With money, with your shemaim, with midas, not normal, with yichus, with things they didn't ask for. They got unbelievable. Till today, I don't think the brother knows what his two brothers did behind his back. That's story number one. Isn't that an atomic bomb? I recommend this. Go for it, Rabbi said. Now, the Eibishter, a human being, has power over his friends. There's two dinim going on. Over here, I once spoke to Rav Schlesinger about Ayin Toivah. Ayin Toivah! Das ist alles! A good eye! That the whole world stands on that. I wanted to put out Ayin Teva weekly, and somebody did. One of my boys put it out. I want him to step it up. It's Meyerdick. See good, see good, see good. Lie! The Belzer Rebbe. One of my students just got me a whole booklet. The Belzer, Baron Belzer's Chus Yigan Aleinu. Ayin Teva will turn around the world if you stop being negative about everybody. Where does Mandel get into this? Byron Belzer didn't do a good enough job. The truth is, Somebody once wrote a book about the Baron Belzer. He left out the whole Ayin Tov. I don't know. That story told Mashiach. I don't know who wrote it, but I know the truth who that man was. That man was Shechma Lamala from the whole Dor. And I heard this from one of the biggest Litvaks, big Rosh Yeshiva. He knew all the Gdolim. And as soon as I mentioned Baron Belzer's name, he went berserk. Him? Just forget it. He was a Malach Hashem Tzvokis. His Kedusha is your Shemayim. I don't think he ever slept in a bed. He was a Malach. He was beyond, you know, it wasn't Shaya. It was Madrega Rabaron Belzer. Anyway, the whole Rabaron Belzer came from Ayin Tov. Seeing good. The everything. I says, but what does Ayin Tov have to do with Kedusha, with Torah, with... I was told my shvager, Motzafed, was a Belzer Chassid. He told me, that's how it works. If you're going to keep seeing, insisting, good, you're a great guy. No, these guys are easy. You guys here are tzaddiki and adored by me. There's no fun with you guys. I'm going to see somebody who looks like who knows what. He's got beads and long hair with a ring and this nose over here. And with when he walks, we hope he walks into shul. With shoes. Sandals is good news, but it's not happening. Barefoot is more his style. He walks in. When he comes in, you thought a rattlesnake just walked in. All the beads are going strong. Hi, everybody. And he comes, you know, a little kooky. Kooky guys, never off beat, off track, off this. You know what Rabbi Belzer would say about him? Atzadik Yishai Dailam! He would do that. Rabbi Belzer for sure. What he used to say about the Shkutzim in Tel Aviv, he lived in Tel Aviv, for all the bums, Mahalei Shabbos, it's all Hashem Shemayim. They have, there's some woman, what?
No, they're all
Yeldas.
Driving cars.
Driving cars, maybe more. He's lying. Everyone's so afraid of lying. I'm afraid of not lying. I'm that pathetic, pathological liar, Beshita. And by the way, I hold from lying. I always, my wife doesn't trust me. She knows me already. Not a straight thing comes out of my mouth. I'll tell you why. When you speak positive things, you're working on yourself. You know what that means? You're working. What are you using your mouth for? To tell how smart you are? Well, I heard that the COVID is getting worse. What's that all about? You need it. That's what you use your mouth to tell the latest news. Oh, this guy Nebuch is no good. Nebuch. Well, let's talk about what's going on in the world. What are you? You know, the Klausel Regular Rebbe used to say, Was ploidest? Uploaded, the ploidest. You ploided it. Ploided it means you're babbling like a mishugana. Well, why are you talking like a, who, you have nothing to talk about. What are you talking learning? That's great. You talk about it. Positive. Use your mouth. You can turn around the world with the koyach hapeh. But it's crucial as for sign. You can change people's lives. By speaking positive. Keep doing it. Better a positive lie than a negative truth. I personally became hooked on to him after spending extensive research in Slabodka, Nabadik, and Kelm. I spent years with all three schools, with the biggest, the number one man on all these places. I don't want to get into what went. Rabbeinu, they all know about Shane. One of them, I may have asked him, doesn't want his name. I'll tell you the other one. Chaim Tzvi Fogel is known to be the number one Talmud of Rav Meir Chodesh. I also someone else from Chaim Blin. I have Shane. I have my Rabbeinu. I went through the Yeshitas and I my own experience. I have years of experience. I tried this, I tried that. In my own world, I had challenges. Nothing worked. This works like an Eden. And then suddenly you find out about Rabbi Miller. Oh, he said it. I'll say he said it. I'm saying it myself. I see. That's life. You can't live life without positive lies. It's not going to work. You're waste. It's ridiculous. You know what? So does we never had. And these two brothers used to talk with Rachmanis. You know, people think they're nice people. Never. They show how good-hearted they are. Never. Ay, how much taras our brother has, you know. I don't do none of that. I don't get near that. I can utilize those words to say something positive and exercise betochen and ayin teva with those same words. Speak positive and cheer myself up. You know, the people who call me to get anybody depressed. I want anybody want to take my phone calls, one day's phone calls. You want to see what's going on in this world? You want to get good and depressed? You want to hear what's going on? I never get depressed for this reason, because I'm looking for opportunities to work on betachin. Everything means, oh, it's going to turn around. Watch. I got this lady calls me up. She's going to Gehenna. She talked about Gehenna. I'm Maida. And then Hashem, whatever, her daughter gets on the phone. And I hear Rabbi Mendel. She's talking about whatever's going on between Hashem, whatever. And then she mentions, you know, she just in passing, well, two years ago, I called you. I was in intensive care. You give me one bracha and I was out in 2 days. Hey, lady, you don't say nothing. Happened 2 years ago. Now you tell me because you got another issue. Well, it's true, but I got a bracha from Nachum Cohen also. That's a great one. That's Givaldi. I was just by March. He has pictures of Biederman. I says, I want one. I want Biederman. I want all these, anybody that you say should. He's my friend. Anyway, that's the farming style. You know, pretty soon, any girl that's hanging in my house, they're going to suspect, uh-oh, why are you hanging him before you have this thing with him? That's the farming. The farming is busy. Well, their thrill in life is breaking meters. That's their fun. Their thrill. The guy you can't stand. I'd rather like these people. I don't really have a problem. But if I would have a problem, I have a blown up picture of my worst enemy and say, show you all my ain't class. That was one of Papi's good friends. You know, they don't know what's flying, but it means Tati was working on his midas. That's all it means. By me working midas is a thrill. Ganeden. You want to have fun? Get into the mode. This is working midas. Being positive. Do it. You'll be happy. Huh? The different world opens up and you're close to Hashem. I say Hashem said, the world is good 7 times. Do you agree with him or are you busy with your corona? With this? So every time you're busy with the hospital and the president, this said that, and what are you doing with yourself? David said it's a good world. You chaylik on the Yiddish. I hold it's a great world. By the way, I heard a murder in my side. I forgot the details. Something happened. Something happened in Israel where they tried to do a job on the Frum and Yidden and they boomeranged in their face. That one of their key men backed out. And, you know, they're anti.
Voted for the other party by mistake.
By mistake.
They voted against the law instead of for
it. There you go. Hear that? They voted against the law. You know whose mitzvah that was. You know that. It was my mitzvah. I take full credit. I advise every, as soon as they get into the office and everybody's fetching, why, these people are, they hate Yiddishkeit. Even that doesn't scare me. Oh, you're supposed to do. It's Ruchnius, so you gotta fight. But in the final house, you guys don't run nothing. Hashem, Lei Malachim, one of those. Tim Taran, you got it. Rabbi Sher, front row seat, give him. Let's go. One of these big Tiyayim, one of the worst Rishayim, he came out pro us after he lost his job. You know, after the year was over, he said, what'd I do that for? You know, he messed up. You know, his sheep is saw the other way. So they explained to him, did you ever hear of Leib Malachim B'yad Hashem? You think you had your own brains? When you were in office, they just dominated you. He always had dominated you. But now, anyway. So I'm not in a spell who's in office. You know, Biden did for Tyra so far. You know, younger man, more than one. Told me I'm sitting and learning thanks to Biden, to Russia, who's against anything, you know, holy. He says, about to leave learning. When suddenly you get $1,500 from Biden, I says, okay, I'm staying and learning. So Biden is holy, Mazik Taira. What do you want from the guy? He said, not to me. He said, don't bother me. I don't even see him. You know, Esther Malkus Achashverus, she was about to point to him and say, you're a bum. I don't see you. You count? Ain't I'm a vaday means ain't I'm a vaday. You got to work on that. Your whole life, don't be misspoke from people. I was just at a chasana. Rabbi Odman? No. Anyway, you want to sit next to Smirnov? Who wants to drink around here? The other one's not drinking. Cups. Get some cups. There's nobody home. Bring them all down. Mach Freilich. Everybody's drinking today. We got to drink. It's almost Rosh Hashanah. You got to sing. Rosh Hashanah is delicious. I saw Reb Chaim Halperin 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. He just said the word Rosh Hashanah. And his tears welled up in his eyes. By him, Rosh Hashanah. He was a happy person, not a Vardy, but still Rosh Hashanah. They got to decide what's going to be with you. It's not a joke. But despite that, we're happy. You got to have some yira. You're out of it. You know, you got to be happy. We know that. But just even though you're going to the din, you're happy. That's the real thing. Yeah, let's go now, Rabbi Sai. Smirnov is waiting for the Yerlim. It's mamish. Gotta make Smirnov. It's good stuff. But kiss caramel. Vodka infused with natural flavors. Oh, yeah, now you're talking. Lama trinken abyssal. Chaim. Baruch atuadik no. Yali heido malach ha'oilam. Shakol ni'abidvarai. Good stuff. Very good. Wow, it tastes like you. Great stuff. Who wants? It's great. Oh, is that good? It's good stuff. Drink, boys. Rabbi, enjoy. If you want to thank the Flois Habayde, the Abishta made Smirnov. For guys like me, that's not shy. Abishta made Smirnov. He gave you a mouth. He gave you taste buds. He gave you a tongue. He gave you teeth. This is delicious. Pearly white teeth. You got all your teeth? Good news. The guys my age are walking around. What would you say? I can't eat that apple. Those days are over. With these teeth, it's not happening. I mean, that's what the guys my age are talking like. You know, Rabbi Muller had his teeth. Even at 90, or what was it? Late 80s. He had his teeth. The nurse said, hey, Pa, hey, Grandpa, can I have your teeth? And he said, what are you talking about? My teeth are here. You still have your natural teeth at your age? They wanted to make a shechiono, the nurses. He says, I always thank God for my teeth. So that's why I still have my teeth. Yeah, you got to do that. Say thank you. Nobody has time for this. Say thanks for teeth. No, well, that's for sure I am. I want to tell you something. I once had this in my class. This is a murder kamaisa. I'm not putting down anybody, but I was a Rebbe, you know. And one day, I have rice cakes. I eat rice cakes. Now, my class sees me eating rice cakes. Now, rice cakes, I don't want to put down rice cakes. I eat it out, whatever, health reasons, whatever, not to be too heavy, whatever. Some people say it's diamond or styrofoam. I think I shouldn't say that. But whatever, it's rice cakes. But the whole class sees Remy's eating rice cakes. Boom. Everybody wants rice. You know what they have there? They have Franks on the bun. And they have baked ziti. They have the pizza. Rabbi, come inside. All these holy, no chairs over there. Anyway, let's move back to the Rebbe. 1 second. You want to put out the light? We're going to be the other type of Rebbe. Put the lights out. Avinu Malkeinu. Hachazidainu b'tshuva shalem. Get to work. Anyway, we may start that. Don't worry. You join us on Yom Narayin. You'll see it. What a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is. The real thing. L'chaim! Come from Muncie. Bring in the whole family. We'll set you up here in Lakewood. Yeah. Come over. Sure. Yeah. Less that, I was in Bar Park. So a guy's coming over, Ichig Kimma from Williamsburg. This guy says, I came from Williamsburg. Now the guy says, I came from Flatbush. So the Rebbe from all over. But you know who comes in here? I had silversmith. We have deal. The sweetest guy in Gantz deal. You won. I know the whole deal. You're number one. And he's the sweetest kid that deal ever produced. You and your son are the sweetest guys. And the sweetest guys in Lakewood are all here. The best. Every one of them. Rabbi Lang. That's the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, by the way. You know who that is? Get his stuff. You know who uses his stuff? All the Rosh Yeshivas. The one that want to get the sugya straight, they go to Rabbi Lang. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. They're plenty good. But still, you know who he is? He's named after Reb Shneia, and he's Reb Shneia's Gilgal. He is what Reb Shneia wanted to be. Reb Shneia wished he could learn. He said it. He wished he could learn. He was busy running around like a mashallah. So Eibishter did him a favor, and Simcha Lang was born. Now, not only he's giving Yom Yishur, he's married to get his stuff. And he prints my B'tachon Weeklies. You know what we have here, one by one. You know, this is Rabbi Fried. People are calling. Send them to Rabbi Fried. Rabbi Fried's giving brachas. We're together on somebody. He better have Yeshua.
He said he's getting better a little bit.
He's getting better. He better because he's got all the biggest people in Klal Yisrael here. That's us three. And, well, us three. Us 56. How many people do we have? 96, I'm sorry. I count. Are you always 3,000? Now you're talking. What do these guys know? They're looking at the machine. I can say whatever I want. You say whatever. They'll believe me. Anyway. So where am I up to? What? You want to do that?
Yeah.
You wait. You need a lot of sin. The breast of a seed and say, you got to cry to the angels. But before you do that, cheer yourself up a lot. Then you're ready for that. Or else, you know, all your depression is sitting in there, being a volcano. All your kvetcherai. All your mother-in-law is in there. Your mother-in-law, the witch. Yes, they're all mixed into it. Your tears are all the kid that you hate and you wish you wouldn't have been in your life. You know, they're all sitting there. They take a chalik in your Avinu Malkeinu. Are you Rabbi Krung? So the first stop kvetchi and cheer yourself up to Shemayim until it's almost Purim. Now say Avinu Malkeinu with tears. That's different tears. You're a happy person. You have tears. Tears are great. But first be happy. Some people don't advise them to cry in Rosh Hashanah. Not so fast. Maybe it won't kill you. If that's all you could do, cry. It's great. Some people, their Rosh Hashanah has to be Purim.
Yeah.
Some people are Pekuch Nefesh cases. The depression level that Rosh Hashanah is going to get them more stressed. Make believe it's Purim. By the way, the whole Rosh Hashanah is Venahapach. You're going to a court case. It's a tour. It's a din. It's not Musa. It's not Adarabba, the Navardiga Adarabba. It's one of my shtick. No, just the opposite. It's dinim. The whole Rosh Hashanah, it's halacha. You're supposed to wear black clothes and shake all over and not talk to anybody because you're so depressed because you're going to a court case and you better watch that judge is tough. And you put on white clothes, dip the apple in the honey and the singing. You know, some hardcore litvaks don't sing in Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to talk about who, what, when, but I know a story where they started singing in the back. The new guys went off to Derech. The younger Litvakas, they started singing a little bit in the middle of, and they got a dirty look from the older Litvak. No. Rosh Hashanah, you don't sing. I think the Sam Sofer didn't like it too much. Singing Rosh Hashanah? Sivu Chaim Mason Psuchim Lefanav. You don't say Hallel for a reason. Right? Oh, but us guys, Pekuach Nefesh, sing your head off. I would sing every inch of that. Singing is, there's a new niggun. The Yeda called Paul or something. It's so delicious. Those niggunim and the words of Yom Noroim. Sit there. Vesim lois ato Hashem eleikeinu. Be'ed olam adecho. It's so delicious. I'll call Mahasechel. It is nothing like those tefillahs. Go over them. Enjoy. The nigunim, the tefillahs that tell you Hashem's taking over the world. It's delicious. And you got to spend the whole elul talking. Try to favor Hashem over people. Somebody wants to talk to you. Just one second. I'm on the phone with someone else. Get off the phone. Avishta. Thanks a million for that. Whatever. Talk to him. He's got to come first in your life. The Ganuk with people who dominate you, impressions. I was out of Chasnich. Who got Siddhi condition? He's got a practice. You know who he is? Oh, and the ladies, Hashem Yerachem. What goes on with ladies, ladies, you know. Everything is ta-ta-ta. It's America. Oh, the ladies are Kedesh Kedoshim. I dare not make fun of them. They're all Noshim Tidkaniyas. I don't care what they do. Noshim Tidkaniyas Shebedar. All in that. I said something about the ladies. And Lakewood especially. There are a group of people that are in the garbage can. Shem Yerachem. They follow the Tivus way too much. And they fell into the Be'er Shachas. I know a few of them. I had to deal with them. They're beyond depression. They are so, they have no control. They're addicted. Hashem Yerachem. To the worst things. Anyway, so these are special. They need special treatment. They need Hashem. There's a whole club. Every single community has them. Hasidim, Litvakas, Sephardim, Russians. Everybody's in there. Old, young, Rush. They're all kinds of people. I don't want to say whom they meet there. Everybody and anybody. People never since Rachmanis. Real Rachmanis. Serious issues in Tivus. Beyond. There is not one Kol wife in that whole large group. What does that say? Don't start up with those ladies. They're holy. But this, but that, don't criticize nobody. They're married. And so are the men. The men are no good. I'm not going to hold the men. I hold more from the men. Uh-oh. I didn't stop. Any ladies listening to this? That part's for the ladies. Now, can you please shut that off? I want to talk now about the men. If I say Shalei Sani Ish every day, now you know where I'm standing in the world. I'm joking. Anyway. Chas v'shalom. Everybody's great in his own way. Everybody got to be happy what he is and respect what he is. Anyway, what was I talking about? Where are we up to? I got another story.
He asked the question before. He said that, what's the shot? Mechanics. What's the mechanics? Why positive light works? Aren't you just davening? Hashem make my son firm, or Hashem make the...
The problem with tefillah is the midas are involved in tefillah. Before you start a davening, you're in a mode of give me this, give me that. You know that? You're born with it. Yetzalev Adam Raman Urov. You always feel like my brother's better than me. The girls don't have school on Sunday. We do. You know, kids are born. Oh, the kids are here. They know exactly what I mean. They suffer. Girls are so much luckier. And, or whatever, this guy has more money and I have this. And everybody goes around with kin. That's life. Everybody. We hope the kinnah is not for his Lexus and his house. The kinnah is for his Toyo and his Yira. It's also, if it accomplishes, it's good. If not, come inside, let's go. Kipzaran. Oh, we have millions of guys joining us. Come inside. All the best guys are coming. Now, so as I say, when you daven, you have negiyas. You're kvetching as usual, but I'm davening. You're kvetching, but I'm davening. It's a mitzvah. You're kvetching. You don't know how to stop doing that. Now, it's a nice, it's a b'chavadik way to kvetch by davening. That's a good mahalach. And I still recommend it, even though the midas get, I stop davening very often. Oh, here he goes again. But you're still not happy? Davening. Start thanking. Like a look at Psukah de Zimra. It's primarily thank you. The whole davening is supposed to be more thank you than davening. But in your heart, you start davening. When you say Psukah de Zimra, you want to get it out of the way. Let's get to the point. Let's have Atavachatonu Geld. We call the Amen Geld. Not they starting with guilt. Let's see some money with guilt. Remember, I'm talking to Nicole and I'm saying guilt. Let's have some money. Let's get to the point. You got it. Dom is so hard. Dom is so hard. You don't appreciate nothing. Did you say thank you for your eyes and your ears? All right. Okay. Please, Mendel, don't complicate me. I need something. Now you're going to be needing forever. As soon as you get what you want, you're going to need something else. You're a meshuggah. All you know how to do all day is I need this, I need that. That's not a relationship with the Yavishter. Listen, anyone who's like that, stay like that. Don't listen to what I said. It's not terrible. It's fine. But ideally, you got to be thankful. Come on. Where's the thank you that you're married? So she's not so this, she's not so that. Bug off! You're married! Or your kid. You're Micaiah Buravu. So the girl's a little not so, the boy... bug off. You got kids. What? Oh, you never know kids? I'm alive. That's a joke, huh? You know, there's another guy who had 15 kids and he's dead. You want to be in his place? You're alive. People don't have. That doesn't mean nothing to them, being alive. Of course. What do you mean, of course? This is what happened in my class. Years ago, I took my styrofoam. I mean, my rice case. My rice case. I'm joking. And I took it home and make fun of my son's food. But it's hard to get food, you know, they have a cold. Anyway, it's fine. There's nothing wrong. I saw big tzaddikim with rice cakes. Anyway. So I'm giving out the rice cake. So I said, the kids are watching me. And the kid says, and they're all looking at me. They're eating cold tuv shaba'ilim. They have these meat sandwiches with mustard, you know, with delicious stuff, with on the bun, on the club, you know, good stuff. They're fresting for lunch. What?
Pickles.
With the pickles, oh! Without pickles, they wouldn't eat. You have to. I also, without a pickle, doesn't go without pickle. I'm a Harry. Harry's eat pickles anyway. So they're all eating, and suddenly Rabbi Mendel's with us, so they see me with a rice cake. Oh, Rebbe, could I have a rice cake? No, if you like it. Here you are. Then they're like, oh, Rebbe, could I also have? No. Oh, Rebbe, get to the whole class, I promise you. We all want Rebbe's rice cakes. That's the next year. I'm going to have my rice cakes. They're all after me for rice cakes. The kids are... So, by here, I didn't bring rice cakes for me. I brought rice cakes for them. I brought the whole thing for my class. And as soon as I walked in for lunch, you and they were going with sugar. Every single one of them. Rice cakes. We got rice cakes. The only reason they like it is because it's over there. It's not over here. This tastes much better, Frank. What are you talking about? A silly rice cake. But because the rice cakes, they like rice cakes. They all like my rice cakes. I did this a couple of days. The third day, Rebbe became, I go to school with a thing like this, rice cakes to give out to my class. The kids, the next day, they didn't even ask me. They saw the rice cakes, they started taking them. I got one. They didn't even look at me. They became accustomed. Rice cakes are mine. We're all like that. Hey, I started after me, mechanic then. How about a thank you, huh? Oh, yeah. It's mine, remember? Oh, yeah, you're right. Now, I'm afraid with the Eibishter, that's exactly how it works. You have ears. How about thank you? Of course. What do you mean, of course? You know, there's people who can't hear, you know? There's people who can't see. You know? Yeah, but, what do you mean, but? It's boring. Where's your basics? Anyway. Let's get to the point over here. I get a phone call. Not a phone call. I saw the guy in person. I said over the story. On the phone I heard it. And then I met the guy in person. In Bar Park. He told his friend he couldn't get a job to save his life. He told his friend, get a hold of Mandel. He'll straighten you out. You started listening or reading Mandel or both. I don't know what. See, Mandel within a few days became a new person. This is what he did. He couldn't get a job in Chinuch. Nobody wanted to hire him. He's looking high and low. Nobody wants him. Finally, after hearing Mandel, and he's begging for a job, no one looks at him. He says, I don't want another job for these Mishugayim. I'm going to sit and learn. Who wants that shtism? I'm learning with a shtolz. Not like Nebuchadnezzar, you don't have a job. I don't believe in that stuff. You want covered? Everyone should look at you. You have this stella. I'm learning with a shtolz. As soon as he started learning, he started getting telephone calls. Would you like to be menial? Menial in my maysid, menial in this maysid. Then he started wondering, hey, where should I go next? You have a musig? The way you see yourself, how much power that has, the whole world looks at you different. When you get a shtolz, I'm one of the top guys around here. I'm worth $1 million. Suddenly, they're all teirim and mishtachim and lahaman. You know, it's... Hi. Sivas imatayva. I got a mice of your advice. But you got to do that. You've got to learn to be shtolz. I'm the best guy in the whole place here. Nobody's better than me. By far. You know how many times I did this? I wrote it down. And then I walked over to the most intimidating person in the whole crowd. The guy that just got, see, the Sandy Kais. And go over to him. Shalom Aleichem, Masmachtei, Mazel Tov. I always aim for the top. And I always tell him my vot. You know, I had a vot. So that puts me on the mark. I'm somebody too. And I'm also somebody around here. I do this for years. You know what that does to you? Now, I love these people and respect them. Till now, I was, you know, an ant in front of an elephant. I was zero. What kind of respect does he get from a guy that thinks he's a nobody? Now, people do it to me, by the way. As soon as I became famous, I see a lot of people out there. Does the Rav this? Especially when I got busy. I don't mean to be hard to get. I can't help it. I got to be. But they look at me like, does the Rav have any time for me? Can I please the Rav? You know, go straight to the agency. He's much better than the Rav. What do you think I do? The secret of my success is I know the right address. I go, aim for the top. Seriously. Just the other day, I had a lot of people in front of me. Socialize. I don't know. I like to socialize. But Rabbi Miller was not a social type. He once told me, it's not for you. Socialize. But sometimes I really want to be alone with Hashem. Especially Ellen. At a chassan, I need, give me 5 minutes. Just another 5 minutes with Hashem. With people, they're great. Be nice. But with Hashem, he's a mucker. He'll give you, Hashem, do me a favor. I want to make it this Rosh Hashanah. I want to make it. Say it again. You know what he can do? He can give you, people can't give you nothing. So you made a good impression. So what? Better make a bad impression. What do you care? I had the Janus recently. I loved it. I just lost all my sins. I don't want to talk about it. In my perception, it was bizarreness. There was a guy watching me, green with envy. He don't chop what my expectations are. In his books, I was the big knacker. He don't chop. I have whatever. Anyway, here comes the story. Now, this is this half-level fellow. Many years ago, I was dealing with a student who drove me mashuga. He was a winner. Any Rebbe that has him in his class, get ready to retire. You had enough with chinuch. You have him, he simply don't chop anything. There's a svara that he needs a lot of help. And Rebbe needs to be... They tried all the therapists. All the therapists are good and dizzy. And this guy used to sit right next to me, right in front of me, and he used to make the principal meshuga, the mora meshuga, and even me meshuga. I felt I reached everybody, so him was impossible. And the summertime, what does he do? I teach at another place, and I figured the year's over. I didn't mind the other kids, but he was a problem. And guess what he did for the summertime? I teach in another camp. As soon as I walk in the camp the first day of the summer, 32 kids, and there he is, sitting right in front. You didn't chop that we didn't really hit it off. I mean, you didn't chop that. And you're sitting there again. You want some more? What are you coming for? The guy was a malach for the whole summer. I didn't believe it was the same kid. He was the best kid in the class. Now listen, the same year, I had a close friend who was terribly depressed, clinically depressed. I davened for him a whole year, nothing happened. The next year, he was a new person. Now listen closely. This boy, I davened all year for him, that he should be a lamala. Nothing happened. The summertime, sudden turnaround. The friend of mine who was depressed, I davened all year, nothing happened. Suddenly, the next year, Olam Hafach. I said, what happened to you? You're not depressed anymore. I davened my head up and nothing happened. Now you... Listen closely, everybody saying. Tefillah is seeds. You have to get it right away. Take your time. You have to get it right away. Seeds! Both these cases, they happen next year. By the way, that's why next year's Rebbe, when he gets my class, he has a ball. Then he comes to me and he says, see, Mendel, I know how to do great with your students, not like you. And I tell him, ha, 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 because I davened all year. That's why it works for next year. Right? It's all me. You think it's you. It's baloney. Anyway, I'm kidding. You think it's a joke. Is it? It's seeds. Tefillah must work. Have patience. There's some people I can't work with. I have religious reasons. I can't. Not religious reasons. I have to learn. And they can't. And it bothers me. These guys are in such trouble. Why don't you spend time with them? I say, have patience. You don't do anything, go down for them. You'll accomplish more with being on the phone with them. Patience! The Chata Egel came because there's no patience. You know, there's so many buses on the road, so many traffic jams. To be Masakan Chata Egel. Chata Egel means no patience. They couldn't wait for Moshe. That's why. Have patience. Have patience. Make it a shita. Patience. I like, say it. I love waiting for that oversized vehicle that's driving up the whole traffic. And we're all cursing and honking the horns. You hear the music all over the highway. Because this Meshuggah has an oversized truck that everybody has to wait. He came there from Shemayim to meet Masakan Chata Egel. The Mashkiach Ram Nosin Zatzal used to say, Rabbi Zayda, best thing that ever happened to him is he was able to have Rabbi Aaron for son-in-law, by the way. Rabbi Burstein is his son-in-law. This is his grandson. Anyway, so he said, you have to be civil or matzah. Be civil. You don't like it? Tough. Relax. Be civil. Accept it. Who cares? You want to hear another idea? Accepting stories not normal. Listen to this one. You have to be civil yourself, the Mashkiach said. I'm civil myself, so I am a little cuckoo. I'll straighten out, but I'm only 83. What's the problem? I'll straighten out. Except, be civil yourself. Don't be impatient. Chet Egel, I tell you, the reason why it's a calf. Should have been an ox, because they threw in a picture of an ox. You know, they wanted an ox. Because they saw an ox under the QCR cover, they wanted an ox. Why did it become an eagle? I'm telling you, an eagle is an immature, not ready animal. It's not yet grown. That symbolizes the whole problem with the eagle. What's up, an eagle? That's an eagle. Patience! Moshe's coming! No patience. That's the eagle symbolizes. Wow, Rabbi, free. Beautiful stuff in the Bible community. This is unreal. Anyway, so listen to this Misa. A guy comes over to me yesterday. Rabbi Mendel, I was listening to you. You said, thank. This is half of the Misa. You got to thank. Thank your head off. And you get what you want.
When you daven for your Talmidim, you're saying, what's the surah of your davening? Is it the lie?
What?
The positive lie when you daven for your Talmidim, or is it like...
Whatever works. Try them both. I do everything. But the more I daven, the more mileage I get. I rely on my tefillahs. That's betachin. I rely. I don't just daven to be yitzah. Eibishter, this time I really want to make it. What's wrong with davening in between every recess? Heavy davening. I just don't want the next hour to be great. It's very precious, that hour. Make a spiel. Abishtha, I want, get close to him, you know. The Rebbe's room. I don't want to say anything because I'm not holding there. Gansin, I like to chill out with all the Rebbeim together and she moves around. But ideally, you have recess, 5 minutes alone with Hashem. Abishtha, make the second, the next period. We're going to learn another hour and 20 minutes. Please, Abishtha, help me. Help the discipline. Help the learning. Help the Shvacha kids. Oh boy, you're diving your head off for them. Anyway, so watch what happens. Boy, this summer, before I started the summer, you always have discipline problems. The summertime, there's always one or two kids that mess up the whole class. And I started this summer, Hashem, I had enough of that stuff. Now, this is what happened. I met a Malama, the new Malama, and he says, what's your latest idea? He says, well, before camp, I davened a lot. Okay, I don't need more. Kultuv. Before camp, lo dem yaktim adam fila letzara. Before you go to camp, a day or two for davening hard, Hashem, I want camp to be murdered. Don't the last minute throw in a tefillah. It also works. Now that's better. Daven a lot, Hashem, I want a great camp. This summer, I took my davening much more serious. I didn't have one discipline problem. So I davened my head off. Daven harder! Rabbi Solomon Zelzang Zimstadman told me, your davening didn't work? Daven harder! And it'll work! You're daven starke! Whatever you want. Daven with, no, and ask Hashem, help me daven with the whole knack. It's gotta work! Anyway. So this guy comes over to me. Last night. See, this is a guy. Looking for a house for a year and a half. Can't find a house to save his life. And the last half year, intense, day and night, looking and searching all over the world. Give me a house, give me a house. Nothing happened. Finally, you probably heard me. Stop, it must be me, of course. Anyway, he heard, whatever. 1.5 hour, he spent one. Of that half hour, he divided it. Part of it he spent thanking Hashem for everything and anything. Everything for this, for that. Part of that, another part of the half hour, he thanked that we're never stuck in this match box with the mice all over the place. Thanks for the mice. And thanks for my wife screaming all day. Thanks for the kids getting nervous and killing each other. Thanks for the stuffy. I love it. Thanks. He did that stuff also. And then, the last few minutes, he's done positive stuff. 1.5 hour. The next, when I told this over the first time, I had a shaila. Did it happen in 2 days? Or did it happen in 1 day? So I said, to make it sound better, let's say it happened Sunday. I was talking right. The very next day, Sunday, he's walking in the street, sees the newspapers, an apartment's available. He calls his wife, let's take a look at it. Boom, he's got it on the spot. They both liked it on the spot. So, Maisa, he spent a year and a half looking for an apartment. I got 3 stories like that with houses. Where people couldn't get houses until they knew that. They say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for the problem. Thanks that I'm alive. And suddenly, 1.5 hour, he got his house. How do you like that one? Anyway, I want to finish about being waiting. I was once knocking on doors all over Lakewood. Someone from Nevada came to me. And he wanted for his maisib. He wanted for his maisib. And I helped him. I says, you wait. My davening does wonders. I'll help you out. Let's go together. We knocked on doors. Nobody home. Oh, don't worry. Hashem, please give the guy. Nothing happened. You'll see. You're going to get plenty of money with me. And he comes next door. We knock on the next door. Nobody home. Don't worry, don't worry. Next door, nobody home. Next door, 3 hours at nighttime. We're going door to door all over Lakewood. Nobody, and one guy was home, $36 check. That was the end of the whole day. And he looks at me, Mandala. You had a big bomb office. You know, people, you know what's happening in Kel Shimshin? There was 100 guys standing to make Kiddush Levana. And there was no Levana. And they go home with sugar looking, here, there, back and forth, nothing happening. Suddenly they see me. Mandel! There's no Levana, no get moving. Macha Maifis. You know, they look at me like, I'm supposed to make Maifis. They think I'm the big, they have, blame me. If there's no Levana out, they're not making Maifis. Man, don't, no good. It's so funny the way they look at me. I says, okay, let's try this one. Everything, Macha, nothing happened. It's usually when I'm under pressure, things don't work. So I got two other guys. Oh, let's make a bezin. Made a bezin, and the Levana came out. There you go. And they chepped me. I used to have 1 week, and every single bracha I gave came through, except for the bracha for the guy who gave me $500. It didn't work, because I was so nervous. I said, Hashem, please help the guy. He's giving me... Nothing happened. So the next time, somebody had his wife. His life was on the line. She was half dead. She was on a vent. What? With a mashulach? You know what happened? I left him with his $36. He left a pachy nevesh, main belt of my mifus. Nothing happened. And I told him, remember telling him, I didn't daven for no reason. Within a week, he got a mysterious $10,000 check. I called him up. That was my mifus. See, you have to have patience. You daven, you'll get it later. But it has to work. Keep davening. L'chaim. Right after she finished davening at the Kreisel, a friend tells her, listen to Mandel. She lives in Israel. She's a Mandel. She put me on one, she presses one button, and there's Mandel screaming his head off. Die Shitas Ashtusim. All Shitas are good. There's nothing wrong. Shtusim Yetzahara want you with your stupid, silly shita. Who needs your shita to make my chlekes be Yisrael? It's not worth a penny. I don't care what you learn. You're dumb. You blew it. Once you start with your shitas, there's no base to make this. Forget all of it. That was the end. Cease fire. She went home, and the whole family turned around, thanks to Mandel's not believing in shitas. How do you like that one?
What happened?
She came home, and the whole... Maybe she turned me on for the whole family to listen. And all the warriors put down their weapons as soon as they heard me. They decided, what are you doing, Mas Masach Meshiga? Lechayim!